Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can hear us on, you can find us on www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Federal prosecutors in the United States press charges against two Chicago men for illegally lobbying Washington lawmakers to lift sanctions against President Robert Mugabe and members of his inner circle.
If they were ready to pay as much as $3 million U.S. dollars, there is a very interesting story to tell, and whether they also have a case to answer is another issue.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's MDC formation is divided over whether winning parliamentary candidates should join parliament or not following last week's national elections. The party says were stolen by ZANU-PF.
And I don't think it would be a good thing for anyone of us to take up a government position.
And the Harare City Council says it will start writing off residents' outstanding debts as directed by local government minister Ignatius Chombo at the end of August.
Federal prosecutors in the United States have pressed charges against two Chicago men who allegedly illegally lobbied Washington lawmakers to lift sanctions against President Robert Mugabe and members of his inner circle. They were promised $3.4 million by Harare if they succeeded. The defendants, Prince Asiel Ben Israel and C. Gregory Turner, face a maximum 20 years in prison and $1 million fine if they are convicted for violating the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, or IEEPA. The two are alleged to have tried to persuade unnamed U.S. state and federal lawmakers, including four from Illinois, to lobby against these sanctions, according to charges unsealed yesterday in the U.S. District Court in Chicago. According to the charges, in early November 2008, Ben Israel and Turner started discussions with Mr. Mugabe, Central Bank Chief Gideon Gono, and other ZANU-PF leaders regarding the sanctions and the two's influence in trying to have them removed.
The defendants told Harare they were well-connected and close to people connected to then-president-elect Barack Obama. Mr. Mugabe's government has been under targeted sanctions since 2003 for alleged human rights abuses. The Obama administration has maintained them, the so-called targeted measures that were imposed by the Bush administration. Prosecutors said it is not illegal for public officials to meet with sanctioned Zimbabweans, but individuals cannot provide lobbying services to those subjected to U.S. sanctions. Ben Ariel's attorney, Viviana Ramirez, did not immediately return calls to her office. Assistant U.S. Attorney and Public Information Officer Randall Sambon told VOA that he does not make out-of-court comments. Mr. Mugabe's spokesman, George Charamba, refused to comment. But some senior government officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, told Studio 7 that the case was being brought out now to tarnish the image of President Robert Mugabe following his landslide election victory last week. The U.S. has denounced last week's national elections as being deeply flawed. International relations expert Clifford Mashiri tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the allegations are embarrassing for Mr. Mugabe.
Contrary to what Mugabe and his allies have been showing or, you know, claiming all along, that they were not, you know, being affected by sanctions, as far as they were concerned, they didn't care. This development shows, if it goes through, that, you know, as alleged, that they tried to pay some people to get these sanctions lobbied and, you know, removed. So if they were ready to pay as much as $3 million U.S. dollars, there is a very interesting story to tell, and whether they also have a case to answer is another issue.
But does it help to use a PR department to encourage Washington to lift sanctions, or Zimbabwe should simply do what is required, be democratic?
That's quite right. You are quite right in saying that rather than worrying about public relations and even paying for the services, The ideal thing is for democratization, following the rule of law, transparency, ensuring there is no violence, respecting human rights. It's something that I think one ambassador used to say, you don't even have to spend any money on it. Nothing needs to be paid for it. You just do things and change, you know, a way of life from violence to peace, from lack of transparency to more transparency.
That was international relations expert and former Zimbabwe diplomat Clifford Mashiri in London.